All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Leap of Faith. We are back. A little quiet right now, but things are going to heat up. Did I find some kind of bug or what? Oh, contact Lexi. Okay. I thought I went to bed. Wonder where they are. Maybe I need to message them. Okay. It's not Linda. We're just out and about. Be back soon. Have fun. Alright. Seems I have the place for myself. Time for a shower and some cleaning up then. Yeah, some of you may remember that song from Fresh Women. Another game we played and enjoyed. Well, I gave you all my love and I gave you all my trust and I gave you everything that you need. But you only told me lies and you made me. Yeah. We should tell them that we're back now. We should. We're not going to, are we? No way. I'm gonna enjoy this. I just lost a towel, didn't I? You could say that. Linda, you're staring. I'll just finish my business elsewhere. We have to nuke this. Whatever. Be right back. Shaven, not stirred. Smooth as a baby's butt. Meh, enough of that. I should have a talk with the girls. See how we can make this work. Hopefully I can look them straight in the eye after that mishap. So if we can just not talk about that small thing earlier? Oh, it wasn't that small. Moving on. I think it's best if we have a talk about this. You moving in here and all? What's with the gloomy faces? Well, Cece and I talked about it while we were out, and You see, as I tried to tell you at the hospital yesterday, we're kind of in bad shape on the subject of money. I'm going to stop you right there. You don't have to say anything. I see what you're trying to say. But I didn't invite you to stay at my place because I need anything in return. I invited you because I wanted to. Then your friend turned out to be Linda, and it made all the more sense to me. So you see, no matter how down on your luck you are right now, things will turn around. And until they do, I stand by my word. My house is your house, and for as long as I'm able to, I'll provide what I can. If you want to, of course. I don't know what to say. Don't say anything then. And I owe it to you, Linda, remember? I stayed at your house when I needed it. You were 14, had run away from home. It was my parents' house. And I hid you in my bedroom for 2 weeks. Details, details. So if we're good, then what I really wanted to talk about was, I didn't see you bring any luggage. Does that mean you're wearing everything you have? Yes. As I said, we're not doing so good. Okay, then how about we hit the stores and get you some basics? Wow, this guy's gonna let him stay rent-free and buy him all clothes? God damn! I don't know if I recommend that on a red pill basis, folks. Do not do, if you are that, now some of y'all already know. You say, now Grim, I know. This is the game, though. So just let him do what he gonna do. I got you. Are you serious? Can I ask you something? Are you rich? Don't ever, ever say you're rich. No, I'm not. But some events in my life and working 12 hours a day for the last 2 years has given me a good start in life. I'll give you the details some other time. So how about we head out, meet up with Chris, get you two something new? I'd love to meet Chris. He's a goof, but you'll love him, and I know he'll adore you. Have you mentioned that thing on the bridge to him? No, I haven't. I told him about my trip to the hospital, but I don't think he adds that up to, well, you know. Can I ask that you please don't mention it? Of course, I won't say a thing. But if you see him as an equally good friend as I do, it might be an idea to tell him at some point. He might not always have the greatest ideas, but he's a great listener. With time, maybe. Let me check if he's ready then. Oh, okay, they go, hey man, you there? Sure, what's up? Meet at Ashley's? Is this? Okay, yeah, it's different. This is weird. What the fuck? This dude, look at these tanks. Okay, so I just woke up. Hey, I have texts like that before. Don't do it. And my head hurts like hell. Listen, the bartender told me you left with someone that looked like, well, Steph, if you did, I understand, okay? Anyway, I really need to talk to you about something. Please call me whenever you are up and running again. Feeling better today? Feeling much better, bro. I slept for 12 hours straight. Good to hear. I'm headed out now. Want to meet up? Sure, I need a word with you anyway. Yeah, me too. Can you meet me at that store? Ashley's? Sound good to me. 30 minutes? Sure. Sure, and I got a huge surprise for you. Surprise? Do tell. You don't get the surprise part, do you? 30 minutes then. Awesome. Okay. Chris, what is this? You know it's a woman's store, right? Oh, I have a surprise for you. You started cross-dressing? No, I thought you might want a new dress that didn't come from this $10 store. Haha, very funny. But seriously, check out that chick on your 12.
Huh?
You're 12. Why am I 12? Is that...
Linda?
Chris! Holy shit, you've become quite a woman, Linda. You still have a way with words, I see. But damn, it's good to see you again. Tell me about it. This wonderful young woman here is Cece. Delighted to meet you, miss. Any friend of Grimm is a friend of mine. I go by a lot of names, but you can have the pleasure of calling me Chris. Nice meeting you, Chris. I'm Cece. Oh boy, do I have the most wonderful stories about both Linda and Grimm. I'm pretty sure all those stories end with you screwing something up, Chris. Don't listen to him, but remind me at some point to tell you about the time he tried to play tennis. You wouldn't dare! I might just take you up on that. What? I haven't even heard about that. Tennis? No, it's nothing. Just pretend he never said a word. How on earth did you all bump into each other? I'll tell you all about it while the girls go shopping. Unless you really want that dress over there, Chris. Pink is so your color, Chris. My treat. No, that's fine. I'll just borrow yours. You have the worst humor. I love it. They can literally go on for days. You say it like it's a bad thing. That's why I love you guys. Well, now that we're here, you should go pick yourself something out. Chris and I can be judges in case you want bad advice you can ignore. That sounds like a plan. Come, Cece, let's find you something nice. Thank you. You're welcome. Now go enjoy yourself. So how long do you think we're gonna be in here? Good question. It will probably be a while. And I'm really sorry about Metro. I don't even know what came over me. I saw, and however strange this may sound, smelled her. And it was game over for me, like the last 2 years hadn't happened at all. I know exactly what you mean. You don't have to apologize, but I do. Why? Earlier that day, I was working at the airport, and I saw her. Steph? Yeah, she just strolled down from arrivals like she owned the place. I really wanted to say something nasty to her, but then she saw me. And she got that hurt look on her face. You know the one. Yes. And for some reason, I felt sorry for her. I was gonna tell you before Metro. But she sent me this. Maybe I listened to her. Maybe it was because we were having such a good time. I don't know. You should have said something, but honestly, it doesn't matter much. Can I ask what happened after Metro? At her place, she basically jumped on me, horny as fuck. I simply couldn't refuse her. I was high on all sorts of emotions. I think we both were. So we had sex. Wow. And that's not the worst part. While we were fucking her, her husband came home. Excuse me, while we were fucking, her husband came home. There we go. Seriously? Yeah, but I managed to jump out the window. I don't think he caught on. That's messed up. I know. Shit. I kind of suspected, though, that she was married. She had a ring on her finger at the airport. It doesn't matter. Wait, you jumped out the window butt naked? Well, from what Steph indicated, he's one mean motherfucker. I didn't feel like waiting around to find out. But I felt like I got my closure, at least. At last, rather. Yeah. You sure you're over her? I am. I will never go back to her again. Anyway, there's so many good things happening for me right now, I really don't look back at all. Only forward. It's so nice seeing Linda again. I can't wait to get to know Cece too. It should say, and I can't wait, but whatever. You're paying for the shopping spree, aren't you? I am. You must have made quite an impression on them. Or maybe it's the other way around? There's so much happening now, but I'm glad. It's like someone took my life and unpaused it, and I'm finally moving forward. I've already said it, but I'll repeat it gladly. I see that this impacts you in a good way. I'm just so very happy for you, bro. Are they running out of juice? If anything, they seem to be gaining energy. Of course. Wait, I know something. There's one way to fight energy loss when accompanying girls on a shopping spree. Buying lingerie? Okay, so there's two ways. What's the second one? Perving on everything they're saying while shopping. Huh? So just hear me out. Listen to the ladies talking. And no matter what they say, just think about it like the most perv thing in the world. It always gets funny in the end. Do you think it will fit? You need a miracle if you're gonna make that work. It's way too big. But I really, really want it. What? I can see you smiling under there. That's a good fucking... That's a fun game right there. Time goes so slowly. If only I had something to do right now. I envy you, Chris. Grim? Yes. Still awake? Sure thing. How's the shopping going? It's fine. We tested most of the things in the store, I think. But we haven't picked out that much, so don't worry about the bill. I'm not. Can I ask you a favor? I'm having a little trouble deciding. Of course. Come with me, then. Grunts. Smallest dressing room ever. You holding up in there? The guy that designed this thing, they had a thing for petite girls. What are you trying? A dress? Huh? So what do you think? I agree. This is definitely a small dressing room. Not what I meant. The lingerie. It's very nice. Wait. You, Grim, embarrassed? You've been in this situation before, remember? I do. Let me turn around then. Better? Are you looking to recreate the situation? Uh-oh. She's grinding a little bit. I certainly wouldn't mind. Remember my first blowjob? How could I possibly forget? It was my first as well. The store closes in 5 minutes. I guess we have to continue this some other time. Chris! What the holy bananas? Store is closing. I need to pay and then we're leaving. Should I be worried? Depends on your budget. We ended up at $197. Not too bad. $197, that's all? That's way cheaper than I expected. They only picked up items on sale. I'd say you got off cheap. Indeed. 4-hour shopping spree. I expected worse. Here are your bags, and thank you for your business. So, what's next? Don't know about you guys, but I'm starving. Wanna get something to eat? That sounds like a great idea. And I know just the place. Here we are. Like it? And now that we're here, we need that tennis story.
No, we don't.
Yes, if you pointed it out, then it must be good. No, that one I'm saving for a special occasion. Or when I get drunk enough, one or the other. Trying to change the subject, are we? Of course. Where did Cece go? I'm not sure, she just took off. Let me go check. Don't tell me she left to... No, don't think that. Oh, studying the fishes? They're so cool, just look at them. There's like a zillion Nemos. Or Merlins. You're tipsy. I've just had 2 beers. That one's my favorite. Yes, that resemblance is uncanny. Nemo! God, when women get drunk, it's crazy. They say the crazy shit. Like, I've been known to say some crazy shit when I've been drunk. But women will literally be like, oh, look at that! That's why guys end up falling in love with them. Like, oh, this one's so goofy and crazy. And then you find out that she's sober and you're like, damn, I liked you better when you was drunk. It seems like they definitely understand you. It's because I can talk to them. Here, look. Come on, join in. Let's head back to the others. Bye, Nemo. And that's how we ended up together. Me, Chris, Linda, and not a worry in the world. Oof. Grim. Chris. Linda. The fucking losers are still hanging out together. Max. Fuckface. I don't know what your problem is, but why can't you just be a normal human being for once? We're supposed to be grown-ups by now. I really couldn't care less what you think. I still hate your fucking guts. I haven't seen you before, young beauty. Why don't you do yourself a favor? Skip these assholes and come with a real man. I bet I could show you a thing or two. Why don't you just take off, Matt? We're here to have a good time, not argue with you. Shut it, fuckface. What do you say, princess? I'll show you a good time. Matt. You know what? That sounds like just the thing I need. Cece? See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm glad you recognize the better choice when you see it. Cece, what's going on? Don't do this. Sometimes you just have to trust your feelings. How about we get out of here? Sure, but at least buy me a drink before we go. Of course, what do you want? Gin tonic, strong. Waiter? What the heck just happened? Linda, is she playing at something? Oh, don't you look at me like that. I can't stop her from doing these things. Though you should probably just sit back and enjoy the show. If she's leaving, I'm stopping her. With those muscles, I bet you work out a lot. I spend my share of time at the gym. Can you do the point thing where you point at something and flex at the same time? You know what I mean? It's so sexy. Huh, whatever turns you on, babe. You like this? Then you're definitely, impressive. Gonna like this. What the fuck? I take it I have your full attention, yes? So here's what I see when I look into your eyes. I don't even... What's going on? I have a suspicion. Suspicion? She's done this once before, but... Be ready to move, Chris. I've been in DEFCON 1 mode since she showed up. Since he showed up. Did I make myself clear? I take that as a yes. I have no words. He's acting like an ass towards people that are nice to me. I don't like that. I love you. And hate you. Never do that again. Remind me never to get on your bad side. Or it might just be that I'm just very hangry. Waiter? So when you were shopping today, you didn't really spend all that much money. You don't need to spend a lot of money to get what you need. Still, we got some good items. Why don't we head to the girls' room and give you a little makeover, Cece? Come on, no arguing. It'll be fun. I hate you. No, you don't. So they're staying at your place now? Yeah, they're a bit down on their luck at the moment. I saw no reason not to help. I sense that. There's something you're not telling me. Yes, there is. The reason I was at the hospital the other night was because of, well, Cece. I really can't go into specifics because she told me not to. I promised her I wouldn't. When the time comes, she'll tell you about it herself. Is she okay? I think so. But only time will tell. So, you ready for the new Cece? Oh, dramatic entrance. I like it. Because here she comes. Okay. You look great. Awkward. You look beautiful no matter what, Cece. Grim, would you like to join me outside for a cigarette or something? I don't smoke, but yeah, I guess. I need to go outside and walk for a bit. Sure. I know this nice little place where we can walk to. Blah, blah, blah. I know this nice little place we can walk to. It's just around the corner. We're just gonna head outside for a bit. Be right back. Sure thing.
We'll be right here.
Here we are. My little secret spot in the middle of the city. Somewhat more overgrown since the last time I was here, though. I like it. So what about what happened back there with Matt? Blah, 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 blah. So, about what happened back there with Matt. I don't like bullies. It was something. But, you know, it could have gone worse. Be careful, please. I knew it would be fine. I see people's eyes, and I read them. Oh, and what do mine say? That's the thing. After the bridge, I haven't been able to read them. Is that a good thing? It's very interesting. But how are you holding up with everything that's happening? It's been fine all day, except now. It's all coming back. Fucking feelings and shit. It's unbearable. I don't know a whole lot about this, and I'm not gonna pretend I do. But I have one piece of advice that's the best one you'll get right now. You're standing in a puddle. So you might wanna move slowly to the right. Oh, I'll give you puddle. Hey, I fucking hate all these feelings. Every time I feel something, it makes me feel terrible. And my head pulls me in a thousand different directions, like now. These are supposed to be good feelings. Feelings I feel around you. Linda, Chris, having a good time. Getting these feelings, I don't even know how the fuck to handle them. Happiness? Yes. No, I don't know. I just want to jump. Let me tell you my story. I don't know my dad. I never did. I guess it was a one-night thing between my mom and him. Some special moment between the two of them. And then it was gone. Or he was. But I know that he's from somewhere in the Middle East. And he's filthy rich. So for my 17th birthday, I got this huge present from him. Which is weird, because I've never talked to him. Not even once. And also because he intended it to be my 18th birthday present. But he had the years mixed up. Anyway, there it was. $200,000 in my account. Wow. But somehow I didn't care at all about it. I didn't want it. I felt like he was paying me off for not being there. And I had school, Chris, Linda, and eventually I also met Steph. And we all couldn't care less about money. Your girlfriend? Yes. I mean, not now, but then. We split up. In a bad way. Anyway, with school being over, I started my adult life and finally used the money to buy myself a place to stay. I got a job, working in the sewers. Shit job, literally, but I did the jobs nobody else wanted, so the pay was great. And for 2 years, I spent all my time in those tunnels. That was basically my whole life. But I was really just sulking over losing Stephanie. Then I got laid off from work, budget cuts. That night I dreamt about Steph again, and waking up that day, something, somehow, had changed. I didn't even realize it until I saw you for the first time later in the evening. But it felt like I finally left that tunnel that was my own depression. And for me, it was the complete opposite of what you're going through. I connected with my feelings again, so you see, feelings aren't a bad thing. And you shouldn't be ashamed for having them. Be afraid of them. It's when you embrace them that you start to heal. And don't be ashamed for crying, even if it's good tears. There's nothing more beautiful than a woman crying tears of joy. So embrace your feelings and do what they tell you to do. I smile every time I think. good end to the chapter. We're on chapter 3 now, folks. Bonus scenes unlocked. 2 of 3. I didn't get all of them. Non-romanceable object options missed. 0. Flirty level high, romantic level low, athletic level high. Game consists of 24,459 screens you've seen, 1,556. Holy shit, there's a lot more screens. Currently living in your apartment, you didn't get to address her problems or spend a lot of time alone, but she seemed to open up a bit in the end. You didn't spend any time with Kira this chapter. She sent you a text message. You didn't reply. Chris told you he talked to Lexi after Metro, where she'd been asking for you, though he forgot to give you her phone number. You did not manage to find a way to give her your phone number. Missed 2 options. You went to Plaza Bowling to help Robin out on her opening night. Unfortunately, she had a run of bad luck and decided to close up early and go home. You joined her. You had sex with her. She hinted towards a friends with benefits relationship, but who knows? Maybe it's the alcohol talking. 1 option missed. You have not seen Stephanie since the night right after Metro. After adding Nuke to your phone, you saw she's there as well. Stephanie options missed. 1. Seems it's a small world. CC's best friend is no one else than your childhood friend, Linda. You haven't had a chance to sit down and talk to her properly yet. Things got kind of steamy in the dressing room at Ashley's. Linda options missed. 1. Okay, so I think we're done with this one. Well, this chapter anyway. I missed a lot of options, but you can always grab the game. You know, Leap of Faith, it's not hard to find on itch.io. You can also support their Patreon. I mean, as it shows there on the buttons at the bottom. So if you like the game, go ahead and support Leap of Faith, and you can play other paths and hang out with Lexi or some of the characters I didn't. I'm going my way, you go yours. You make your own Leap of Faith. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Leap of Faith, and we'll have more next week.